Hey, what's up, guys? It's Kieran. On this episode of Pet Food Alpha, we have the creator of MyFFXI.com, Yousef, as our guest. We also talk about the upcoming September 10th update and news on the addition of Pancration. Also, we get an awesome top 10 list email where I get called a silly piffy-ho!
Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Pet Food Alpha. We are the podcast bringing you the biscuit on all the latest Final Fantasy XI news, community, and more. My name is Steak.
My name is Fusionex.
I'm Chinchilla.
I'm Kieran.
Squigglicious could not be with us today, unfortunately, and that's partly my fault because I guess she wanted to record yesterday and I didn't get the message in time, so sorry, Squig.
Smooth.
Yeah. And actually, it would have been really cool if she was on this week because we obviously, you know, this being episode 65, we have our limit break, McNoob. But we'll catch up with her next week. This week, joining us, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think he was just making noises.
Okay, we're done. This week, joining us as a very special guest, we have joining us is Yousef, who hailed, I guess you could say, from the Veilfor server. He is the proprietor, I guess you could say, of MyFFXI.com. So welcome.
Thank you. Good to have you.
Very good to have you. I've been trying to get John for a few weeks here, and
he's been
kind of dodging me a little bit here, and you know, not answering my emails there, and you know.
No, I'm not ignoring you.
No, I'm just kidding with you. I guess we'll talk a little bit about MyFFXI before we get into the news this week. MyFFXI is pretty cool. If you haven't been there yet, it's kind of like.
Very cool.
A MySpace for Final Fantasy XI. It's Final Fantasy XI only MySpace. I guess you could say. But it's really cool. I got in there, and you know, I've got a whole bunch of friends, and it's really cool meeting new people there. And very cool. If you haven't checked it out, go to myffxi.com, create a profile, and send me a friend request. Do it. But Yousef, where did you get the idea to do this, and when did this all start?
Really, it's when I quit. You know, I was still, you know, in the addiction stage, so I don't know. I just came up with the idea, and I did. The thing is, myfxi.com was taken, and it took me a while to get it, and I guess whoever lost it's probably kind of angry right now. But I guess I did it to stay in touch with everyone else who still plays.
Okay, so now, speaking with you before the show, you kind of mentioned that you quit playing the game about a year ago, right?
Yeah, I played for about 2 years.
That's pretty sad. So sad. There's a Moogle crying somewhere right now.
totally.
But my question is, like,
spinning around.
Yeah, he's like, Koopa, come back. Being involved with this website, does it make you miss playing the game, seeing all these people flying around saying, hey, I just did this, or hey, I just completed that, and congratulations, and, you know, new friends, and all this stuff going on?
Yeah, reading everyone's blogs and looking at the gallery, you know, it's just kind of hard.
You're destined to play again, friend.
I'm sure, but...
Totally.
Destined!
I just don't want to get back in all that because I lost my character, so I don't even want to. Thinking about starting all over is just a headache right now to me.
Well, like I mentioned earlier, every year so far, besides this year, they've done the Return to Vanadil event where if you have quit and lost your character or, you know, whatever, you can get your character and your old stuff, all your stuff back, and everything returns. And typically they do it in March. And in March I was like, hey, they're going to do the Vanadil event. And
They never did. Just because you said they were going to.
I know.
Seriously think that's why they did it.
All right, Square. My friend Yousef wants to get his character back. So do the Vanadil event. Do the Return to Vanadil event. Okay. So cool. So how long has MyFFXI been out there?
I started in October, and it did really well. And then I redesigned it recently, so I've been starting from about a couple months ago.
Wow. Sweet.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it's really
It's
cool.
slowly getting there.
Yeah, so what kind of plans do we have going forward for MyFFXI? I see you trying to kind of change things around, and I kind of see it's kind of evolving. It's still in the beta stage.
Yeah.
You know, it says that it's in beta, you know, and that's cool. And I kind of see it still evolving. But what kind of things do you have in store for us?
By the end of this week, two things should be out, and that's the profile designer. I mean, as I said, everyone's going to love it just because it's going to be simple for everyone. They're going to be able to do everything a lot easier because a lot of people have problems, I guess, making their profile look cool. And they go to everyone else, hey, come do my pro, you know, stuff like that. But this should help everyone like that. And
Yeah.
And then
the profile designer that's out there is, it's not hard, you know. Once you actually kind of like get into changing colors and messing with it, it gets pretty easy. But I'm always willing to help anybody out there that needs some assistance, because I've messed with it quite a bit. So that's pretty cool. What else?
I don't know if you know the Facebook. On Facebook, there's the GIFs. I'm gonna add that too, and that you can buy GIFs with the points that you get. I'm trying to just make a use of the points, so I guess I'm gonna do it that way.
That's a cool little feature. Like, a lot of people have been asking me, "Hey, what are the points for?" Because I think I have like 330 points or something like that, and it's like, wow, sweet. And like, I've been trying to like play some of the arcade games to like, you know, get like a. Because if you beat one of the arcade games and you become like the top scorer, you get like a little title on your page that says that you're the top scorer. I want to beat one of those, but the games are so hard. Like, a lot of people already out there have gotten like Uber scores, and so like, you know, like Kelethalion out there, he's got like the Uber bowling score that's like impossible to beat, and there's a chess game out there that doesn't have a top score because the computer is impossible to beat. And those kind of things give you points too. But yeah, it would be really cool to be able to do something with the points.
Yeah, but as I said, I got like so much more ideas. But for as of this week, those are the two things that should be out.
Very cool.
That's really cool. That's really cool. I have a question.
Yeah.
When you get 100, when you get 100 points, you get 2 stars, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you get 200 points, you get 3 stars. When you get 300 points, you still have 3 stars.
So it increases. It gets harder. It can't be easy. Oh, okay. Yeah, it gets harder.
So if I get 400 points, do I get 4 stars?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I had it set. It might be at 500.
All right. I was reading the. I don't know if it was the blog area or just like the heads up area, but it was saying that you are currently looking for people to kind of put together ideas for a similar WoW type of situation. I mean, I hate to say WoW on this podcast because
the idea is out the window.
Oh, it's out the window? Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I found one that someone made and it's just really nice and it's not worth competing with them. So
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool.
And I know nothing about WoW, so it's just kind of I don't even want to involve myself.
It's probably a good plan, my friend.
Just going to focus on this. I'm just focusing on this and making it better.
Good deal, man. And you're doing a great job, I got to tell you.
Thank you.
As part of the community, it's really it's a good idea. It's a great way to get people from a bunch of different servers together and just talking and sharing each other's blogs. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Great job.
I think it's cool, you know. I mean, you're walking around, you know, if you want to know who someone is, you can see their profile. I don't know, you know, simple stuff like that.
Yeah, it's about meeting random people that you never would have met before under any other circumstance. So,
right.
Very cool. All right, well, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. We will continue on with our Play Online News.
All right.
Let's get into it.
This week, we got... I'm still not sure how to pronounce this, even though they, like, told us in the...
Pankration!
Pankration.
It's Pankration.
Pankration.
They say it's Pankration.
If you go on the pronunciation they're giving you, it's Pankration.
Let's just... We could just call it Pokemon.
English! Because that's what it is. Speak it!
This is essentially Pokemon. Even in the update, there's a part where they say, and I quote, gotta catch them. All they need is, like, an all, and it's Pokemon. Like, they, you know, put it there. We already know it's Pokemon.
Like, FFXI Pokemon.
FFXI Pokemon. That's all it is. This is, like, the best, like, Pokemon online RPG ever. Like, this is... That's all it is.
I knew they were gonna make a Pokemon MMO.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just happens to be Final Fantasy.
is it the thought behind this is actually pretty cool. The dynamics are pretty... complicated. Like, there's a lot you can do with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they said you can capture almost any monster in the game, including notorious monsters. So, like...
Such as behemoths? That's the part that really got me. It's like, notorious monsters, it's like, okay, like, you know, whatever. Then behemoths and ram, so, like, probably things like Tremor Ram or something like that. Like, that's really cool.
That is really kind of cool.
Yeah, I know when after the update, I'm going to log in tomorrow and see if I can capture Bubbly Bernie. Just, I mean, some of these, like, things you could do with this would just be weird. Like, you're going up against somebody, they send out, like, a forest hare, and then you send out, like, Behemoth. They're going to be like, what? You
send out, like, Suzaku, and it's like...
Yeah, and I'll revert back to my previous comment of there is a rabbit in this game, no matter what level you are, that can kill you. So, just because he's got out a rabbit doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. And of course, they go on to say that, you know, there are some mobs, like Beastmasters, for example, that you won't be able to actually control. So, you'll be able to, like, absorb, like, their stats. So, like, the example they use is, like, getting, like, a hare and then, like, merging it with, like, Dark Knight abilities, which is really cool. So, like...
Dark Knight.
I'm almost tempted to try out what I did in the comic this week. We'll get into that a little later. But like, I want a Doom Scorpion and like go out and like grab like a Hill Troll Puppet Master and just like merge the two,
and
just see what happens. Just like throw them together, toss them out in the pit, and be like, enjoy. Like you do what
seriously,
you whatever.
Those Hill Troll Puppet Masters are like off the hook hard.
They're not that bad.
Like I was in a party fighting those things. It was kicking our butt, dude. I was like, lol, puff, death. All right. So Pankration is pretty cool. I'm calling it Pankration because that's how you say it phonetically.
Right.
Anyways. Yeah, but you can evolve. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say evolve.
You can level them up. They don't evolve.
You can kind of level it up, and as you kind of win battles, you get things and prizes and different ways to mess with your beast.
Right.
So it's pretty cool. It might be cool to see, you know.
Yeah, I'm really excited for this. It's like it's almost like the whole Chocobo Circuit thing. Like this could have probably been like an update just by itself, with you know all the things that they're going to be adding. So I'm pretty pumped up for it. I'm gonna be really excited to try this out tomorrow. You guys are probably gonna at least like try just for the heck of it. Like, what do you think you're gonna go out and try and capture?
That's a good question.
I hadn't even thought about that.
That is a very good question.
Uh-oh, Fusion's making you think. Watch out.
It's all about the landworm or a banshee. I'm definitely getting a banshee.
I'd probably go for a Lamia. I think I'm going to go for a Lamia.
It's a Beastman, though, man.
I'm
going to go for, like, one of those, like, Argus-type cauldron. Yeah, like, one of those kind of things, because those things are really hard to kill.
What about a Tarama?
There you go.
True.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
That'd be nice. Or a... What is that? The thing Corinne is. I can't think of the name.
Oh,
it's lame. Like I completely Valley forgot about the whole Beastman thing.
Oh, Manticore.
Thank you.
It's like as soon as you said that, like I knew it, but then it just like completely flew out of my head.
The thing there.
It's like if somebody else doesn't know, you know it, but you also don't know. It's like it's a mental thing. But
what about like a Wyvern?
There's so many options.
Cool. Yeah, I mean,
I know.
That's just
like
how
I was thinking. Like, let's go get Ash Dragon. Yeah.
I mean, that's what's so cool about this too. It's not just like you know, it's like okay, you can only choose from like the select group. It's like, you know, almost anything in the game. I mean, besides like your HNMs or your Beastmen, so like no absolute virtues or Virtras or Quadabs or anything. But I mean, like all the other kind of stuff that's sounding like you'll be able to
absolute virtue.
Oh man, that was
no way.
Sunday, absolute virtue versus Virtra. Who will win?
Bum, bum, bum.
I would go to that.
I would pay to see that. That'd be a good fight. But
10K Gil.
Lots
Sunday.
Of cool
stuff. Sunday.
But yeah, I mean,
it's like a kid with a beer hat.
Yeah,
like in the audience.
Oh man, with a foam finger.
Yep.
Go Virtra.
Amy!
They're like doing the wave. Okay. But we'll have more on Pancration next week after we get a chance to try it out. So we'll get back to you with a little more info on that and how it works. Next up, we have a few details that were released about the update for the 10th. Obviously, it's going to include Pancration. A while ago, I think the maintenance for the, I think it was the 5th. Was it? They canceled.
Was it the 5th?
I think it was the 5th or the 6th.
Yeah.
Last week sometime, they were going to have a maintenance. They canceled it, and I think they're just throwing everything out into the update today. Well, yeah, it will be today by the time people are listening to this, yeah. There were adjustments that are going to be made to the accuracy for Guillotine and Pentathrust, which sucks because I like my Pentathrust. But, you know, it could be for the worse. It could be to better it. You know, we don't know.
Who knows?
They talk about some problems with monsters being a little more powerful than they should be. They need to fix the automaton, because if you have a certain head and frame combination, it'll not stop casting spells, which is I thought was pretty interesting. Yeah,
cool.
You know, a bunch of little things here and there. But
they said they were gonna adjust the. Wasn't it something they were going to adjust something with the two-handed weapon?
Yeah, it says that the amount of damage is not being corrected properly when characters are equipped with two-handed weapons.
Watch them think it's too low, and they boost it again.
That would be fantastic.
That would be funny.
That would be really cool. I mean, you know,
like
the way they say it, amount of damage is not being corrected, I'm thinking they might be looking at the strength and attack thing, maybe.
Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many little things.
They could mean totally just like weapon skills too. You know,
who knows? Yeah, it's one of those things.
And maybe it has to do with the grips. Like maybe the grips aren't correctly.
Well, they specifically say
they didn't say
the weapons.
Yes, it was. Yeah,
but I mean, that'll be one of those things. We'll just have to log in tomorrow after the update, and
I wonder how they test these. Like, you know,
I'm starting to wonder how well they do test some of this stuff, because it seems like there's always a bunch of fixes after an update. I mean, you know, I'm sure that they do some type of testing, but it seems like sometimes they can kind of miss some of the obvious things. So,
I think it has a lot to do with the fact that they don't have, I read this earlier in a forum, they don't have like a public test realm like another MMO that I'm not going to mention. It's tested by the GMs, and, you know, I don't care who you are and what you get paid to do. You're not perfect.
Yeah.
And you're not going to test everything. Anybody who's ever done any bug testing or anything like that in the past knows that you are not going to catch
everything.
Oh,
yeah. There's always going to be something.
So they really need to open it up for a public test and let the people who are actually going to play the game and who are actually going to get in there and cause these bugs to happen just really get in there and test it out. And I just think that would be a lot smarter on Square Enix's
part. Yeah, if anyone from Square is out there and you want some more guinea pigs, I'm up for it. Let me know.
I would have absolutely zero problem with testing stuff. None.
Zero problems, sir.
Yeah,
zero problems here, sir.
If you introduce any, you know, overly powerful great katanas, pole arms, you know, I'll try them out for you, make sure they're all good. And
hey, you guys want to test out?
As long as I get one when we're done.
Yeah, but I'm serious, man.
I just think that's a lot better suggestion.
Yeah,
just sometimes let the people who actually play the game test it.
Sometimes, like when you have like updates like that, and you might not know what's gonna happen when it goes into production, like when it's actually being played.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many. Like, they get so much more feedback when the update goes live. So,
you know, like an update, you know, if in the test environment, hey, this runs great and it's perfect. And then when it goes over, it's like, oh, wait, that this is messed up. We didn't think about this.
Mm-hmm. But, so, yeah.
You'll have that.
Another little bit update related. This is actually from the update last week. They had actually added some new NPCs that refer to the Crystal War, which I thought was kind of cool. A couple people I've been reading on some forums are thinking this might be used for some type of like Lore the Wildcat quest, where you know something you can do before the expansion that'll lead into Wings of the Goddess. I think they might be cool. Setting up some type of like scenario. There's one in Bastok that I ran into. He's a guard at the bridge between Bastok Markets and Bastok Mines. And he's talking about how he used to, you know, stand guard there during the war and how he had to keep people out of like the central part of the city and stuff. It was kind of a cool
That's little... over there by Lame Deer, the
NPC, isn't it? And there's another one in Winders too. I'm sure it would make sense that there would be one in Sandoria too, you know, cover the three nations, but I haven't heard anything about that yet. If anyone knows of the new Sandorian NPC, or even if there is one, let us know.
Shoot us an email.
Or go into the forums. Really. We have a thread put up under the Final Fantasy section. But just, you know, little hints at Wings of the Goddess are going to start coming now since Ottergon is done. So
yeah.
I guess, you know, keep an eye out for that kind of stuff.
It's pretty awesome, man. I really can't wait.
It's like, you know, Ottergon is done. It's time to just, like, start getting fully pumped for Wings.
They haven't told us anything yet. Mm-hmm. Like, with Ottergon, they told us little bits and pieces as it kind of led up to it. Mm-hmm. And, like, we know nothing about it. Like, seriously.
Yeah.
We've seen the little video, and we were all like, you know, but as far as content is concerned, like, we really know nothing, and we're just sitting here in suspense.
I know, I was actually killing some time earlier. Over at the History of Anadil website, they actually have a section for the Crystal War, which is a pretty interesting read, actually. I believe there's a section on the wiki, too, for it, so if you got, you know, a little bit of free time and you want to read up on it, there's some pretty cool stuff in there.
Yeah, History of Anadil.
Yeah. And once again, the elves come out as assholes.
Yeah, it's a lot of interesting little tidbits, like who were slaves to who and owned by who, and what caused this.
History of Anadil is a cool read for everything, though. Like, it's just really, like, if you really are, like, bored at work and, like, your work's firewall isn't blocked, doesn't block it, go and check it out and just read through it.
The best part that I was reading for, like, the whole Crystal War thing is how all these orcs were getting ready to invade Sandoria, and then they, like, set up this thing where they're like, hey, Tavnazia has this, go and attack them, and they're like, okay. And so, like, Sandoria's just sitting there, like, chilling, and, like, well, you know, we've all seen the opening video. We know what happens to Tavnazia, but,
would say everyone knows.
Hopefully, you know, we get a little more information coming out now as we get closer to the launch in December. So, guess keep looking for that.
Yep. I can't believe that's in December, because that's not far at all.
It's not far. It's coming up really fast. It's coming up fast.
Oh, I'm so really excited.
You know what? It's going to be the fan festival. It's just going to be like, oh my god. It's going to be the floodgates of information on this thing.
and
like, whoever goes
there.
It's going to be such a treat.
I'm going to be sitting there with Wi-Fi of some sort. I'll use Taken's Wi-Fi-enabled phone if I have to keep everything updated.
Seriously. Yeah. Oh my gosh. You'll be like...
It won't even be detailed. Like, I'll just make a post on the page and I'll just say, like, juggler new job.
Oh.
Let's hope it doesn't come.
And then there'll be replies like, I quit. Yeah. I quit. I'm done.
The guy that announced the Puppet Master last year, he's going to be like, the juggler. All right, is this? What are you guys doing to me? I'm out of here. But, so that'll take us into PFA news for this week. A lot of little tidbits here, more than we usually do.
Yes, we do.
We have the new comic up. After reading all the information about Pancration, I couldn't help myself. So go ahead and check that out.
It's
so Pokemon. This week we had our form maintenance upgraded from RC4 to RC5. No problems with
it.
Thank
you
no
for
big
your
changes.
There.
So forms are back
ones,
up
anyway.
And all that. Yeah. This
the logout button is different. But,
yeah, some of the stuff moved over to the side. It's, you know, nothing too big. It's not like, you know, anything too bad. this week, GameTrailers.com released their Final Fantasy retrospective video for Final Fantasy XII. They've been doing this series for a couple months now.
For Final Fantasy XII?
11. 11.
Hi, welcome back.
12, so they released, 12 is this
they
week.
Released 11 on Sunday, so today they actually 12 released
is,
12.
12 is this week, yeah. But, you know, they talk about the game, the expansion, all that stuff. Mostly, it's probably stuff that everyone's going to already know, but it's kind of nice to kill time with. So
it's like cool reminiscing. Yeah. You're like, aww.
It's like, I remember when I was killing rabbits
and peas. Like, aww.
But seriously, look, I used this video to my advantage. It's a really great video to show someone who hasn't played yet, who is interested in finding more about it. So, yeah, I showed the new guy.
Very cool. Yeah, you can check it out at Game Trailers, or it's actually on our website, so check that out.
Very cool.
This week, actually, we've been talking about this for a while. Hiromichi Tanaka gave his keynote at the Austin Game Developers Conference, where he talked about developing multi-platform MMOs. It was some stuff we've heard before. Actually, Sage Sunday came out and talked about RMT and all that good stuff. That you know, whatever they're doing, they're you know, they're getting rid of them. They're working on it. Okay. A couple things that kind of caught my eye when I was reading some of the summaries that were out there is the white engine that they're developing for their new MMO is almost done. So that means that pretty soon here we should be able to you know, see some of this new MMO that they're working on. They're getting pretty close to releasing some stuff, so that'll be really cool. We'll finally get to see what it is they've been working on. And
that'll be kind of cool.
Very excited. Maybe the fan festival. Who knows?
You know, I wouldn't doubt it, actually.
It's, you know, it's possible.
I wouldn't doubt it if they plugged all that stuff there.
Yeah. I mean, especially if it happens to be Final Fantasy related, you know. Maybe it is 11-2 or something. I'm just going to be like, lol, gotcha, here, enjoy. But another thing that they talked about, they said that there's not going to be any type of Square Enix MMO on the Nintendo Wii. Not a huge surprise. Like, I don't think anyone was really expecting it, but you know,
because
now it's
the Wii
official.
They
hate the Wii. They don't like, you know, I mean, the online system for it is kind of buggy. Like, the friend codes is really annoying.
Yeah.
It's just the way that it's kind of working out. So, nothing for the Wii. But, you know, they're getting, like, the new Chocobo Dungeon game or whatever that is. So, if you like Chocobos and you like dungeons. I guess you're set.
Yeah,
if you like to flail about to play your Chocobo in a dungeon.
If you like your works, your quiz, and your dungeons, then you're set.
Oh, God.
So, that pretty much does it for all the news this week.
Oh, boy.
A lot of stuff. A lot of good stuff this week.
That does our news. So, I guess that brings us to our in-game. Who would like to go first? I know that Yusuf hasn't really been playing, and I apologize to Yusuf because being a part of this show and obviously being part of the community will make him start playing again, regardless whether he wants to or not. And if you do start playing, we would like to maybe, you know, keep showing on more regularly and see what you've been doing.
All right.
Who wants to start?
I'll go ahead then. I guess. This week has been really cool. Link Shell did our first Jailer of Love.
Nice.
Which is pretty nice. It actually went smooth. Only two people died, which is really cool. The way that the fight is set up is he'll summon some mobs, and after you kill a couple of waves, he'll lose his regen, and then you can start whacking away at him, and then he'll summon the sharks from sea. A lot of you probably... It was weird. We were talking about this earlier with a couple people. Why do they call them sharks when they're like clearly like rays?
They're
one of those things, I guess. But he'll summon some of those, and he'll keep summoning them. He'll summon them three at a time. So the trick is to just like sleep two, kind of toss them off to the side, and then you know, kill one at a time. So he'll just be spawning the one instead of three at a time, and then you just kind of whack away at him as some people take care of the summon. So one guy died. He was pulling the summon, so that kind of sucked. And then at about 7-6%, I decided to go apeshit on him. I'm going to have to get a look at that. But I broke out like Hasso Berserk War Cry, and then I like two-houred him and hit him with Gecko like three times. So he was a little upset with me. So then I died.
Nice.
But we killed him, which was really cool. Got the halberd, of course, which I got, which was really cool. We got, you know, I'm really proud to be able to carry
that around. Is it a fun toy?
It's a fun toy. Like, I haven't been able to get any virtue stones for it yet.
Oh, then you haven't even played with it yet.
I think it's just, you know, a little bit of a sentimental thing, I guess. I get emotional like that.
True.
But,
true.
I believe it was the Novia earring, so that was pretty cool.
Sweet.
Did Dynamis Zarkabard on Friday, which usually we get past the Demon NMs and maybe have, you know, a little bit of time left and kill some stuff after that. But actually, we pushed a lot this Friday. We actually got all the way up to Dynamis Lord, got him down to 33% before we wiped, which was really cool because we weren't even planning on getting that far. So we're just, you know, we had a lot of time. We're like, you wanna go for the clear? We're like, yeah, let's do it. And we got really, really close. We're actually going to go in there again tomorrow and hopefully see if we can beat Dynamis Lord. Very excited to try that. And
that then, is, it's awesome.
Earlier this week, we did another floor 80 run for Nizel Isle. Killed Hydra again. It was pretty hectic. We were fighting him. And then you see the 1 minute left message go up the screen. So I two-houred him, and we knocked him down, and we got the Galliard Sciota drop, which is really cool. We didn't end up clearing the 5 floor runs, but we got the, you know, we got an armor piece to drop, and you know, someone got it. So that's really cool. Hopefully, be able to do that. That's what I've been up to, and hopefully, I'll have some pretty cool stuff to talk about next week.
Going for the Uber Derg thing, huh?
Yeah. So working towards it, man.
All right. So, who will be next to indulge us with their in-game?
I think Chin wants to go.
Goodies.
Because she too pwned Jailer of Love.
Hey, Chin, dude, seriously, congratulations on absolute virtue. Holy moly.
That was awesome. You know.
Yeah. Right.
Chin was talking to me.
Okay. So what happened was, my link shell tonight actually was doing Jailer of Love, and we kill it. We actually got some drops. We got the halberd.
Well, I would hope so, since it is 100%.
Well, yes,
drop.
Yes.
I'd be worried if you didn't.
The torque and the Novia earring.
Okay, nice.
So not bad. It was our first kills. A lot of fun. It's a long fight, though.
It is. Yeah. It was pretty easy for us. It's long.
So. Well, here's the thing, too. They definitely changed Jailer of Love, because we tried him once before, and we got owned by him spamming spells.
Right.
And we resisted. Like, I resisted probably, I'd say, 75% of everything.
His spells are being resisted a lot. I'll be interested to see if they fix that after the update tomorrow.
Yeah,
I wonder if it's something they did intentionally, or if they're going to listen to us and be like, oh, we need to change that.
Or, well, you know what, too? It's such a long fight regardless, because you can't even damage it for, like, the first, what would you say, like a half an hour?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you have to wait through all that, it shouldn't be that hard to kill afterwards. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're going to have to, you know, it's going to take a while to kill him anyway.
Right.
So, and none of the other jailers are even that difficult.
No, all the other jailers are fairly easy.
They're, like, Genbu easy, with the exception of Prudence.
Justice is just annoying.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we do that, and then we're standing there, and Absolute Virtue pops, and we're like, crap. We're like, we're gonna die.
He pops up, he's like, hello.
So we, naturally, we rushed it, and we, like, wiped in, like, 2 minutes. He hits really, really hard.
Well, he's a Dragoon, why wouldn't he?
Oh. Yeah, that's what we said. We're like,
that's,
they need to fix this update so we can be Absolute Virtue.
Well, they did say that mobs with two-handed weapons were doing more damage than usual.
He, like, four-shotted, like, two of our paladins.
Man.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
That's awesome.
It was pretty awesome. And, like, we kind of, there's been, like, rumors, like, you know how there's those three Aerns in the little circle there?
Right.
When it popped, we said, all right, Black Mage, just go kill those Aerns, because we were thinking, like, either, you know, depending on what's up. Well, no, depending on what's up, it would be those 2 hours he'd use.
Oh, okay.
What I'm saying?
I gotcha.
So, here's something weird. As soon as one of them repopped, he got Wyverns, and it was a ninja. So, and only his Wyverns use Midge and Gakur.
Right.
So, that was kind of weird. We're thinking maybe that's true or whatever. But it was just cool to see him pop and get some screenshots.
Yeah, definitely. That sounds
and get
really
killed
cool.
by him.
Yeah, that was funny. Chin came to me earlier, right after she wiped to AV, and she's like, "Dude, AV's at 10%." And I was doing Skype with him, and I look over and I'm reading this. I'm like AV. She's like, "Absolute Virtue." I'm like, I know what it is, but like, seriously, 10%? They're like, "Yeah." Then a couple minutes later, she's like, "Oh my god, 4%. He's like spamming Meteor. It's like 4 people alive." Then he's like, "Oh my god, we beat it." And she's like telling me all this stuff. And then she's like, "Nah, I'm just kidding." I was so pumped up. I was like, I was telling my link show.
I can't believe
you
believed me, man.
I'm never trusting you again.
She's like, "Oh my god, Stick. She just beat AV."
I am never trusting you again with anything.
Come on, that was so funny, man.
You got me, though, man. I totally
I was
fell
sitting
for
here,
that.
Like, I wasn't even, like, talking on vent. I was just giggling, like.
You're just, like, laughing at yourself. You're like, sucker.
There's no way. That thing's impossible. Because he can spam Benediction, can he?
Supposedly.
Yeah, he's
well.
Like,
the only way I think there's like a link shell on some server that can beat him now, like can still beat him. But before that, I'm not sure. But before that, the only way to beat him was for people to like hack and crap. So, I mean, you know, we're not gonna like fly across sea with like Absolute Virtue trailing us. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. That was a lot of fun.
Maybe the Square Enix has been giving little hints here and there. You know, they haven't been doing any good so far from what I've been hearing since I'm not, you know, I'm just getting into the whole jailer thing and everything. But, you know, hopefully, I know during one of the, I think it was one of the interviews with Ganny, they had joked about beating it at the Fan Fest. So, who knows? That'd be kind of interesting to see.
That would be.
Sage Sunday versus Absolute Virtue.
Sage
How much do you want to bet when if they do that, they're all going to be like Puppet Master? That's how you have to beat AV. You need like an alliance of puppet masters.
Maybe, dude. Wow, good call, man.
Yeah, good luck getting enough people to level
it. Yeah, you ain't gonna find enough puppet masters on the server, let alone.
Well, you know, he says something right when he pops. So I'm like, watch me just be able to cure this thing, and we just win.
Yeah.
But then I died before.
He'll be
I could
like
even
the.
Try, so.
Yeah, what there was the one the boss and. Was it Final Fantasy VIII on the train? He was like a zombie, so you just like cure him and he dies. You just like use a Phoenix down, and he's like, oh. So maybe you just have to like cast a raise or something on him. That'd be funny.
But
he's not an
funny.
Undead though, so
no.
That probably wouldn't work. But something like stupid like that, like cast bio.
And then everyone can have an undead sash.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty lame, actually.
Those sashes are sweet, man.
You kill him, pops on a sombrero, and he's like, "Sashes for everyone!"
Olé!
Oh, man.
Alright, anyway.
Yeah.
Let's see. Monday, we killed Jormi.
Nice.
Which is just repetitive now. Like, I don't even...
It's one of those things, you've done it before.
It's like not even worth taking the walk up through the glacier. Like, so you're just like... but it was fun. We got, you know, no pull, but we got some money drops for the bank.
That's good, yeah.
And our tanks, we wanted to get a little practice, so it was worth it. Mm-hmm. Tuesday, we did Dynamis Glacier. We did really well. We had, like, 14 people.
Didn't you clear? Yeah, you cleared with 14. That's really good.
What did we get for AF?
You had a couple of pieces, I think.
Obviously nothing for me. I think we got, like, Paladin and Ranger.
Okay.
And maybe something else, but I forget. Wednesday, did some Limbus. Thursday, I forget. Oh, no, we did Einarjar Thursday.
Yeah.
And we did Salvage on Wednesday as well.
Very nice.
Salvage went all right. We're going to start doing it more often.
How was your Energy run? I know my Link Shell had done it, and it was kind of...
It actually wasn't bad. We went into the zone. You know, you can only do it like once every
couple of days.
Like,
yeah.
Like Dynamis, but we go in and it's like those dogs, the hounds or whatever.
Okay.
And there's like, you know, 25, 30 of them. So we pull them and we just have the black mages like elemental seal sleep them.
Right.
And you know,
pack them away.
They still like resist a little bit, so they're not slept for long. And we hacked through all of them, and then the boss was the Marlboro, and no one brought poison pots, so we were just asleep, like, the whole time, just getting...
I know, my run
but was... we got him to, like, 60%, so, I mean, it's definitely, you know, a learning
opportunity. Oh, yeah, definitely. So and it's so luck-based, too.
Yeah, if you get, like, a bunch of dark elementals, yeah, okay, good luck.
My run, we went in, and it was a bunch of worms, and the boss was sitting right in the middle of them. So we had somebody kite in the boss while we were killing these worms, and they loved their like stone foes, and oh my god, they were horrible.
Naturally, man.
Sweet.
Worms are so
but
evil.
It's fun. It's new too, mm-hmm. and because doing like the same repetitive crap.
Oh yeah, you gotta mix it up.
It'd be boring for any game, you mm-hmm. know, not just Final Fantasy XI. Right. We did like an optional, you know, Link Shell sponsored Zarkabard on Saturday, yesterday. And that went really, really well. We had 13 people.
Wow.
Maybe 14. 13 or 14. Yeah. We killed all the NMs and still had a half an hour afterwards to farm normal mobs.
That's pretty good.
We had a surcoat drop, which is awesome.
Yeah.
The ninja hands, which are crazy because they have like 12 strength and 4 haste on them.
Wow.
And we had something else drop. Let me think.
Dang.
I can't remember.
You make me want to level ninja, Ninja.
I didn't get the gloves because I'm totally waiting for Red Mage to drop.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It never does.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously.
It's like since I've gotten Northlands access, I've seen Samurai drop once, and I've heard of Dragoon dropping like the one Northlands run they did like before I had access. So.
Oh, Warrior was the other drop.
Okay. Warrior drops a lot in Zarkabard, it seems.
And yeah. Kieran drops a lot too.
Indeed.
Oh no, wait, that was Yusuf.
We'll get him
back.
Oh
no.
Hey, who's doing me this time?
Yeah, that's a good call, man. I assumed it was you this time, I apologize.
Yeah, I know. I hadn't had anything to say, and I'm like, why?
I'll say it.
Do you want to wait for him, or you just want to keep going?
We can keep going.
He's not really talking much. So.
All right, you want me just to finish up with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
We did have Warrior drop, and that was like the second one we've seen drop. Mm-hmm. We've done 2 Zarkabard runs. So that was pretty cool. Looking forward to getting in Zarkabard, because like on our server, like Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern, like, there's no one doing Dynamis.
Oh, nice.
So we could, like, farm that every Saturday. Mm-hmm. And that would just be awesome, because we'd have so many, you know, AF2 for the Link Shell.
Right. Zarkabard has some of the good pieces, too.
It's, like, all the best, mm-hmm. for the most part.
Definitely.
Man, I can't wait for that Red Mage hat, either.
Need that Dragoon helm. Oh, man. Soloing with that.
Ruffle
helm plus one. Alright.
Ruffle helm.
Lol.
I wonder if I could use it in the macro, like, equip head Ruffle helm.
Derg! Lol derg. Lol derg! Yeah, that's pretty much it for me.
Sweet chin.
Nice.
Good job. Alright, who's next? Me or Karen? Ready, Karen? Rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
We need to find a better way to do rock, paper, scissors over Skype.
Alright, what do you got?
Scissors.
Damn it, I had scissors.
Okay, ready? Let's do it again.
Alright, let's do it again.
Two, three,
go.
Go.
Alright, what do you got? Scissors. I have paper, you totally win.
Alright, sweet! Alright, alright, I leveled Paladin a little bit this week. I got to 73 and, like, 6k TNL.
Nice.
Like I've had some bad luck with parties. Like I'll get invited and stuff, and like we'll party for like 20 minutes or 30 minutes, and then they're like, "Wow, I'm tired. I gotta go." Like, you know, and the party breaks up, and you know it's okay. You know, I'm appreciative of the EXP that I get.
Yeah.
But you know, it's whatever. I helped some people. I've been doing a lot of helping people. Like during my downtime when I'm looking for party or whatever, I'll go out into Juno and see if anybody needs help with anything. I helped somebody get their 50 cap item things, and nice. What else did I do? Yes, I helped. Oh, who was that? Oh my gosh! I feel bad now. Helped someone get open the treasure coffer for Bido.
Nice.
And get his key coffer, and we went and fought Dark Spark for him. So he got his white mage. Yeah,
cool.
He was a white mage. White mage gloves. Congratulations. And that was totally. Oh my gosh. Zenden, that's what it was. Yes, Zenden from the Kujata server. Woot and congratulations. Nice. So, got that. I haven't really been doing too much, I guess you could say, but like, grinding Paladin and. Like, I honestly think that I'm not gonna do endgame stuff with Paladin.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm just gonna, like, I don't know, I guess I could say that now, but, you know, I'll be bored with Beastmaster or whatever I'm doing, and I'll be like, let's get an endgame Link Shell! You know? And, we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, not really doing too much. I wanna be 75 by the end of Tuesday night. Let's say that.
Wow.
Oh, do it.
I'm going to party tonight. Hopefully I can get maybe 74 and a half and then get the other half maybe tomorrow.
Nice.
Do you have any of your anniversary ring left?
No. I burned it like right away on my Paladin. And I told myself I was going to save that thing for Beastmaster because it would have been awesome, but it helped me get through the Colibri grind.
True.
And that's always a good thing. So
yeah. Yeah, dude. It was like that. I hate
them birds is evil.
Them there birds be evil.
Gosh darn birds, I'm telling you.
But they're pecking and they're eating my food that's already in my belly.
Yes. Where did my blasted TP go?
Like, could you imagine fighting one of those in real life? All of a sudden, it just like gouges in your stomach and just like rips out whatever you had for lunch.
Birds are like, I'm in your mog house eating your food.
Lols.
You get up for that midnight snack and there's a colibri like right in your fridge.
Lols. Your foods. Sorry.
So, but just kind of chilling, doing my thing. Mm-hmm. I'm totally, when I get to 75, I joked about this earlier, I know a number of episodes ago, but I'm totally doing this. When I get to 75, I am ordering a Dairy Queen cake with my character's picture on it. Okay, because they do, like, the picture cakes, the ice cream cake with my character's picture on it, and it's going to say, like, Whoop 75 or, like, ZOMG Steak 75.
Dude, I want a picture of that cake.
I will totally take a picture of it, and I'll post it up in the forums or whatever so you guys can see it. Heck yeah.
Hmm.
Someone told me last week that Nostradamus had predicted that when Steak gets to 75, the world is going to end. So,
make your arrangements now, I guess. It's coming.
Hey, dude, if the world's gonna end, if the world's gonna end when he hits 75, I want a piece of that damn cake. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. That better be some good.
If the world's gonna
cake.
End, I want cake, especially ice cream cake. If it's got to be the last day on this earth, I want to see Dark Crystal, and I want cake.
Hopefully, not at the same time. Okay.
Cake. Cake.
Wow.
Who's cake?
That's Kieran, I guess.
Cake. Okay.
Oh yeah. Well, technically, I wouldn't say this is in game as to the fact that I can't even get into the game. I've been on and able to actually log in a whole 3 times in the past couple weeks. But again, I had said something about it before. But where I live, we recently got
Vonage, which is a voice over IP phone system. And that's, we had to install it behind our router, because if you put it in front of the router, and I'm not going to try and put this in too technical terms, but if you put it in front of the router, it won't allow for the correct amount of information and the correct information to get to the modem so you can have a phone call. So I had to put it behind it, and it totally disconnects me steadily about every 15 minutes.
You know, I totally had the same problem a while back, man.
Like, it's constant. It's about every 15 minutes I disconnect. So
I called. Yeah, you know what? I don't remember. I called my. There's okay. This is what you do. I remember this happening to me. I called my cable company. They're like, I don't know what to tell you. They're like, okay, I see that there's some bad data being sent from the phone device. It's like a router, sort of. Like you plug it into the modem, and then like you plug your phone into it. And apparently, like, it was sending bad data to my modem, and it made my modem restart, like, randomly. So I called Vonage, and they said, well, there's a firmware upgrade for the phone device, and that fixed it, so I would check it out. Yeah.
All right, well, I'll give them a call, man, and then I've already been on hold with them at least an hour previously to this. So
I hate Vonage. I hate them. I do.
Yeah, I mean, let's not give them any negativity or anything, but definitely, yeah, I've been talking to them, and they've suggested some things, and what they've done has done zil, you know, nothing. That's a mixture of zilch and nil, by the way.
Zilch and nil.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nilch. So, nilch. I said zilch, but whatever. yeah, so I have a couple of games left that I have on my PC that I can play. But on those, when I disconnect, it's just a matter of typing in my password and you're good to go. But when Final Fantasy disconnects, it goes all the way back out to the Play Online viewer.
Uh-huh.
I mean, like, you sometimes you can go back to your character and then just reselect your character and get back in, but that's only if it's like a very temporary lag out. But if you completely disconnect, you have to exit all the way out of the game, all the way back to Play Online, reconnect everything. So every time you disconnect, you're looking at 5 to 10 minutes to even get back on the game.
Right.
Oh, that's terrible, dude. I feel for you. I do. I feel for you.
I can't do anything. Like, and when I get on, the time that I can actually be on before I disconnect, I usually don't even. It takes that long to get a party invite. So I get a party invite and then, boom, disconnect.
That sucks.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah.
Dude, get the firmware upgrade if there is one.
I don't think
that
really.
Or, you know what, alternatively, like, if you're playing at night, unplug that thing. You just restart.
Yeah, I could possibly do that.
Rock it. All right,
well, that's pretty much it for my end game.
Out of game?
Out of game. Lol.
Well, we look forward to hearing some good things about that, so. Get back in the game and. Do your thing.
Dude, I so want to level it, but, you know, right now I can't, so.
Word. All right, I guess that'll obviously, since we said earlier, this is episode 65, which means it's time for another Limit Break McNoob. So this is actually the last one before you actually have to fight Mott. This one's actually one of the easier ones. All you have to do is get 4 Kindred Seals, and you just need to trade them off to a bunch of random NPCs. Basically, what will happen is when you go and talk to Matt, he'll give you hints as to, you know, what these NPCs are. The easiest way to do this is just to, you know, go on the wiki, look up the quest, and it'll tell you which NPC you need to talk to for, you know, whatever hint. Like,
this is a very refreshing cap quest.
Yeah, it's so easy.
It's just like, you don't have to go fight anything, mm-hmm. You don't have to go anywhere dangerous, the only thing you have to do is figure out who said what,
right?
Or who's who, and then just give them the Kindred Seal, and you're done. That's
I mean, it's so simple, like, he'll tell you, a man who started raising his own sheep to get some good wool, it's like, okay, well, it's Melian, that dude in Selbina, like, go, you trade him a seal. You know, you got 1 out of 4 done. So, I mean, it's really an easy quest. And since
if you're just incredibly lazy, you can look it up.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I did it, you know, I mean, your chances are you're probably going to be running around a lot for it anyway, so it's easier just to look it up and say, okay, first I got to go to the Metalworks, and I got to go to, like, Heaven's Tower. I mean, there's so, you know, it's all... All these NPCs are in either one of the nations or Selmina or Mora. So, I mean, you know, it's not like you have to, like, run out to the middle of Zarkabard where there's, like, this lone Taru sitting there freezing his butt off, and he's like, I need a kindred still. So, I mean, you know, it's pretty easy to get to, so... Yeah, we got the link up on the website. You can check it out. Yeah. We got the link up to the wiki too, so you can look up all these.
Unfortunately, Squid couldn't be with us today to go over that, but and I apologize for that. But we'll get her on next week. But she did a good job on the.
Yeah, definitely a nice little write up. So check that out. Yep. All right.
Okay.
Treasure coffer.
Hey, okay, Treasure Coffer. Last week on Treasure Coffer, we asked you to make us a banner. And the submissions that we got were pretty sweet. I'm not gonna lie. They showed some definite mastery. And So who's the winner of this last week's Treasure Coffer?
It was actually our guest from last week, Monja.
Monja
has a nice little image of PFA in Australia, which is pretty cool.
Yes, congratulations. Monja hails from the Hades server. Okay. So congratulations, man.
If you want to check that out, all you got to do is just go to petfoodalpha.com and look at the top of the page, and
it'll be like right there.
Yeah, boom. Can't miss it.
You really can't. All right, sweet. This week's Treasure Coffer question, we're doing a question again, because the whole artsy thing, we're going to...
Not for everybody. We're going to mix it up a little bit.
Not for everybody. Yeah, we'll mix it up. This week's Treasure Coffer question is... going to be random. Okay, how much storage do you get from a dream stocking?
That is the most random thing.
How much storage do you get from a dream stocking? All right. So to submit your Treasure Coffer question, answer, go to petfoodalpha.com, log into our forums, send a personal message to Treasure Coffer with your character name, server name, and the address, the correct answer, of course, and the address that you would like us to send your prize should you be the winner.
Nice.
Right?
Indeed.
Dream stocking. Man, where did you come up with this stuff? All right.
Dude, you remember the whole dream stocking?
I remember the dream stocking thing.
Yeah, you have one, don't you?
Yeah, and I thought it was funny that it was the Taru item since it's like a huge stocking, but...
Exactly.
You know, whatever. You could like fit a whole Taru in it.
You could. Comfortably.
And that's not the answer. The answer is not one Taru.
No, that's...
or one
Taru's
worth
of storage.
Not.
Wah, wah. All right, so wah, I guess wah, wah, wah. We'll move over into
the emails.
Got a bunch
of emails this week.
We did, and thank you very much for that. The first email comes from Sneaker. Hey, this is Sneaker from Bismarck again. Just wanted to say, hey, love the show. Helps me get through Monday at work. You guys are really funny. It helps fulfill that FFXI fix when I can't get any in. Anyways, I wanted to weigh in briefly about what pancreation actually is. It is a relatively cool, history. In short, pancreation, or however you say that, I don't know. I'm just going to say pancreation, is an ancient Greek fighting style that is still practiced today with focuses on boxing, wrestling, and chokes.
Not sure about that last part, but the rest of it sounds okay.
I choke you. Okay. I wouldn't have known about this except it was on a really cool History Channel show called The Human Weapon. Below is the link if you want to read some more. Cool.
Interesting. It's just
wikipedia.org
/pancreation. Yeah, the wiki page for it. Yeah. It's interesting. I can't imagine too much of that's going to carry over. Like, could you imagine like a forest hare getting on top of like a landworm and like choking it or something? Like, it'd be really weird to see. I can't imagine the animation folks would be too happy about it. That would be a lot of stuff to make. But, yeah, that's definitely cool. I mean,
as I'm sure you know, a lot of people have noticed, and especially on the wiki too, for everything that's on there, if there is some type of historical reference, they'll actually talk about it. So that's really cool to see.
And one of the Square does that a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of the different like characters and like some mobs and like a lot of different elements from 11 do have historical backgrounds,
which is really kind of cool to see. Like they don't just make this stuff up; they actually, you know, draw stuff from all these different periods in time and just kind of bring it in.
It's really cool. Totally.
All right.
Next email comes from Elsidos, who hails from the Hey Kujata server. He says, with the release of your 65th episode and the fourth Limit Break being released, do you think they will raise the level cap with Wings of the Goddess? Being a huge fan, it was always fun to get your being a huge Final Fantasy fan, rather, it was always fun to get your characters to 99. Just had a crazy thought. What if the fan fest? What if at the fan festival, the dev team fights AV with level 80 jobs and new meritable abilities? I know I'm a noob, which is worse than a noob. He spelled N-U-B-E. So feel free to make fun of me. Thanks. Shout out to Litaita. I think that's right. Litaita.
Yeah.
Litaita. Suichi and the deadly Chaos Link show. He said he's a noob, N-U-B-E, which is worse than a noob.
I've actually never heard the first term, so.
A noob?
I don't know.
No, Elsidos is cool. He's you know. He's just learning the game. Nothing wrong with that.
That's actually a really good question. I don't know if they will be raising the level cap. I mean, they have in the past, obviously.
Right. I don't know if they will because if you look at like the different, they would have to change like the level at which you get different abilities in order to do
they would
that.
Have to, and they would have to probably change some mobs for Sky. I mean. You know, going up against Genbu with an alliance of, like, level 80 players would make it a lot easier.
I don't see it happening, but it is possible. They've done it in the past.
Mm-hmm. What I would like to see as far as, like, leveling up or getting, like, new merit abilities, like, in a lot of the previous Final Fantasy games that, you know, I mean, like, the core games, like, they'll have it so, like, a black mage can upgrade into, like, a wizard. You know, like, that kind of, like, thing, maybe there'd be, like, make it some, like, ridiculously hard quest, like, AV, like, difficulty, and, like, so after you clear it, like, you can get changed into, like, I mean, I don't, you know, it wouldn't be, like, a new job, but it would be, like, an upgraded version or something like that. I think that would be kind of cool to see.
Mm.
It'll give you some kind of unique abilities or traits.
That's a... I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that's been, you know, running in my head every now and then. But, yeah, as for the level cap, I don't, you know, I don't see them doing it, but, you know, Square Enix is full of surprises, so who knows.
Some jobs would totally be so unbalanced.
Mm-hmm.
True. Yeah, and they're totally obsessed with balance. We've talked about that many, 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 many times.
Right.
Yeah. They don't want to, they'd have to nerf some stuff, make some stuff stronger. It would just be a lot of work and a lot of changes, so. I don't know. We'll see. Next email comes from Mako from the Carbuncle server. She says, hey, PFA, been a while since I've sent an email, but figured this week would be a good week to send one. Steak, you've been saying about how you can never find merit parties on Paladin. That's a real shame, since every time I merit, we have a Paladin tank. I actually prefer Paladin in more situations than I do Ninja, whether it be on my Monk or my White Mage. On White Mage, Paladins can sustain themselves, keep more decent hate, and they give me less to worry about. If I have a Ninja tank, it just bores me to death. Unless the mob crits them, all I'm pretty much stuck with is haste and regen. When I'm on Monk, Paladins keep hate off of me, even though... I have slash ninja now. Of course, there are some situations where one may be better than the other, but unless someone specifies they want a ninja, or we're doing something that requires a ninja, my first choice for anything is pretty much Paladin. So don't be discouraged. I'm sure I'm not the only one who prefers a paladin tank, so keep at it. I'm not bashing Nin, so no one hurt me. Also, I'd send a shout out to all my buddies on my FFXI. You guys are all awesome. Oh, and Seraphim Sky at Linkshell for the win.
Nice. Yeah, I'm totally with Mako on that. I love paladin tanks over ninja. I mean, of course, it's all based on what you're doing, but yeah, I like paladins. I get the shiny armor.
Yep, they do. I got my purple armor.
Nice.
And someone told me, just buy the head and the hands. Just the head and the hands. There's this dude on Kujata named Classic. He's a Gelka, and he's got multiple jobs at 75. And, I met him just by chance, and he's been giving me some advice and stuff. And, I was asking him about the Adamant armor, which is the purple armor.
Right.
And he's like, just buy the head and the hands. He's just like so cool, just head and hands. So I bought the head and hands, and I was like, dude, I'm buying the whole thing. So I bought the whole thing because if I'm not using it, I want to be able to NPC it.
Right.
So
true.
Yeah. So bought everything, and it looks good, So, but when I'm in a party, I just use the head and the hands, just like Classic told me, because I look up to him. He's a good guy.
Cool.
Aww.
Yeah. So, all right. Next email comes from Maya7, who hails from the Midgard Somer server. She says, how do I get better at keeping hate on me? Oh, she says she's been working on her paladin. How do I get better at keeping hate on me? What's the strategy? What kind of gear should I be looking for? You are my role model, and I'm trying to be a good paladin like you. I also just dinged a 50 today. Woot.
Nice.
She might pass you.
Yeah, well, I can give you a couple of different... Yeah, I'm probably
if she beats you to 75 stake,
not gonna happen.
Yeah,
you fired.
You'll never hear the end of that.
Fired. I'm telling you, kid.
Get out of here. You're done.
You're out of here. Your contract is broken.
Nobody in this town will ever want you.
You're never gonna level on this server again. All right. I could give you some advice. I'm not gonna say that I'm the best paladin in the universe or anything like that. Because I'm not, but as a paladin, your job is obviously to keep hate, and you use / warrior to provoke. But provoke isn't the only thing that gets you hate. Like whether you know it or not, all of the abilities that you do get you some kind of hate, whether it's one way or the other. And one of the strategies that I use, if I do Voke and I still don't get hate, I'll do Rampart, because Rampart gets a lot of hate too. Flashing, obviously.
Woo!
Flashing is always good. Shield bashing gets you hate. Everything gets you hate. Like, if you lose hate and the mob starts beating up somebody else, throw a Cure 4 at them. Yeah. That'll get you a lot of hate.
Oh, you better believe it.
And the king of all hate... Okay, the king, the number one move that gets you hate is Invincible. Invincible will out-hate Benediction. If you have a white mage that uses Benediction, and then just everybody loses the mob, use Invincible and bring it right back to you. That's the advice I have to give.
This has been another episode of Enmity with Stake.
Enmity with Stake. I hear the Vivaldi music.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, every ability that you have gets you some kind of hate, and obviously curing. If I lose hate, I don't, it's not an emergency that you get it back right away, because you can always throw them a extra hate while you're waiting for Voke to come back.
And lag. That's one of the
things. That was awesome.
Throw them a haste.
And throw them a haste.
The M-Nitty rap.
Little remix.
Aww.
All right, now we're gonna use some hate.
Oh God!
Voke.
Moving right along.
Wow! So, yeah, don't forget Invincible. I think 2-hour abilities are underused.
Oh yeah, everyone's always saving them for like that big thing, but
yeah,
that
right.
never happens.
Right. It's like I was talking about this the other day with Mr. Coffee, like the Dragoon 2-hour ability. It's like
if you're in such a crappy situation where you need a 2 hour, most of the time your Wyvern is probably going to be dead already. So what's the point?
Right, yeah.
It's
what's
like
the point?
It's not going to do anything.
Paladin is probably one of the best examples in mm-hmm. that, where, like, you know, you're waiting for that moment when, like, everybody's dead except for you, and you can, like, throw up invincible and run for it.
Yeah, it's just like
whatever you're gonna do.
Yeah, I mean, for most people's 2 hours, like, you know that time, and it's like, oh, 2 hour, and it's good.
Exactly.
With, like, Dragoon, it's like, I'm gonna die. I need a 2 hour. Oh, my Wyvern's dead. Whoops.
I was actually just recently in a party, and we were helping someone get Sky, mm-hmm. and we fought Camelot, and there was one of the guys on my link show is a Dark Knight, and he was just like uber Dark Knighting him, you know, like just like, you know, just grabbed like.
Wait. You mean he was actually hitting?
Yeah, he was actually hitting, because Camelot sucks. But anyways, he was just like doing uber damage, and there was no way you could get hate back. And I was like, "You want to see me get hate back?" I was like, "Do you think I could get hate back?" He's like, "No way, Steak." And I was like, "Watch this." Threw up invincible instantly.
Nice.
And I have it on tape, actually. I was recording it. But yeah, I'm telling you, invincible, it gets you.
Yeah, if there's no other choice left.
Undeniable hate. Yeah. Yeah. So try it out next time, you will see. And that's all I have to say about that.
Nice.
That's all I have to say about that.
Well, you know what I think I see a lot of problems with, like, in Paladins and EXP parties? Mm-hmm. Is they'll cure themselves for hate, but they won't cure other people.
See, that's another thing. Yeah, I definitely cure other people. And curing other people gets you more hate, mm-hmm. I think.
Totally. When I was leveling, like, my paladin's only, like, 25 or something, but I would always just cure the puller as they came back.
Yeah, right,
like,
yeah.
Even
yeah,
if they were just missing. Because that would give you hate instantly, and mm-hmm. then as soon as it slips, you provoke it. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
That's a good idea.
No matter how good of a paladin you are, you're going to lose hate, you know, from other... Because especially to, like, Dark Knights and Monks. And
that's
you know,
the reason
like,
they gave Samurai Saigon. I mean, come on.
If I lose hate... Just lose hate.
Yeah.
You know, they'll hit them a couple times, but you can throw them a cure 4.
Yeah, there's
and
a bunch of there's
right
a bunch
back.
Of abilities you have at your disposal. So,
you know, black mages too. You know, cast freeze and like get. I'll throw them a cure 4 and get them out back.
Cast freeze and get lag.
I hate lag. Beat up the lag monster. But yeah, curing other people as a paladin is a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Unless of course you're in the red. Then you should cure yourself.
Yeah.
Paladins are supposed to die for their party.
Lol, you tell that to all the other paladins.
Right.
They'll laugh at you.
But yeah, curing other people shows that you care. And it also gets you good hate. So. As far as gear, I forgot about that one. AF, you can use all the way to the end of the game.
I think, yeah, Paladin has probably the AF that's most used out of all the jobs, I think.
Yeah, and the purple armor's good because it gives you a little bit more enmity and a little bit more defense.
And it's all shiny and new.
Just get the
After wearing the AF for, like, you know.
It's a good change.
It's a nice little change. Mix it up a little bit.
Yeah, don't switch out the feet, though, because they give you, like, the shield skill plus, I think. And you need that. That's a good thing. But anyways, Enmity Plus is always good. Vit mm-hmm. Plus, obviously, as you know, is good for Paladin.
Right.
Anything you know with higher defense is good. Shield Skill Plus, like there are those Torques that are out there. Awesome. If you can get a hold of those. Love it.
Right.
Like it, love it. All right. Next email comes from Yurana from the Shiva server. Time Galka, also from Bahamut. Same person.
Yep.
Hey, PFA. It's Yurana once again from the Shiva server. Just recently reactivated my second account that has Time Galka on it, so I might be seeing you guys around Bahamut. Yeah, money problems suck. Anyway, I have a few questions that I have been wondering about. With the Xbox 360 version of the game, is there a way to start it from the hard drive like the horrid PS2 version? No, unfortunately, that is not.
How do you start Final Fantasy on Xbox?
You put the disc in, and it just
loads up. You actually need the disc?
You actually
what
need
kind
the
of
disc.
Sorcery is that?
Yeah. So, for those Xbox 360 users out there, don't screw up your disc.
That's why they're releasing the Final Deal Collection for Xbox, because you need the stupid disc.
Seriously, they sell those, like, what are they called? Those disc skins?
Oh, the little, you know, like, the little
plastic
things
that go on the bottom. Yeah. They hook onto the disc and go onto the bottom of the CD so you don't ruin your CD. That would be a good idea for 360 people. Because if you ruin your disc, you gotta go out.
It's not that bad. It's only $20, but that's still 20 bucks you would have to spend.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Next question. I've been seeing a few screenshots of Final Fantasy XI that has been the battle interface and menu. Whoa, wait a minute. That has the battle interface and menu a different make and color with different fonts and icons, such as the targeting arrow, seeking party and bizarre icons. The character and mob names are also in bold text, not like the normal text that you normally see. What is this? Is it a different windower? No,
it's actually,
these are DAT mods.
Yeah, it's actually nothing to do with windower. It's just a DAT mod. You download the files and you plug them in. You know, I think someone might have actually mentioned something on our forums about it, so crawl through there. If not, you could probably ask about it. But
Is DAT modding even legal?
In the actual thing, they don't specifically say don't DAT mod. Basically, the way I personally view it, you know, I'm sure Square Enix might say nay, but if it alters the game and makes it unfair in any way, then it's a problem.
Right, yeah. Right.
So, like, if I'm just changing, like, the text, it doesn't give me any type of an advantage over anybody else, so that should, you know,
right,
that's fine.
And you're changing the files that are on your PC.
Yeah. It's all client-side. It's not server-side. I mean, it's, you know, if you're, you know, doing something that increases how fast you move, then that would be, you know, illegal, because that's doing something that makes it unfair to other players.
Yeah, but you can also change, like, the look of weapon skills. Like, you could change a long weapon skill to a short one, and that would be an advantage.
Good. I didn't know you could do that.
You can totally do that. You change the animation.
Hmm. Huh.
Like Jin. Say Blade Jin is kind of a long weapon skill. So you could change it to, like, Blade Rin, and it would be
instant. A single, yeah.
So that would help you be able to keep, like, shadows up longer and stuff like that.
Hmm.
That's cheating.
That's a little more complicated to do, I think, though, than just straight
for the,
up.
For the
no,
record...
it's exactly how you'd, like, DAT change armor. Exactly the
PFA
same.
Does not condone the use of DAT modding.
Yeah, I know.
Or...
For the record, well,
totally,
I do not
but...
insert
mod,
speech
but...
here about not DAT modding. Okay.
Yeah. But, please do not DAT mod the game.
Yeah. So in that case, I would say it's bad. But for things like changing fonts, like that's I would think
yeah,
that
people
would
change
okay.
fonts to make things easier to read from far or farther away, and mm-hmm. to make you know to take out some of the guesswork.
All right. Right, so that is...
yeah, Square, I do not DAT mod, so please
no,
don't.
No,
like,
yeah. Wasn't me.
Okay, P.S. Fusion, great TG and Mike comic, man.
Thank you.
Even better than the first. Thanks for the info, guys. Talk to you later. Time Galka and Mike for the win. Special treat. Top 10 reasons you're hooked on or completely obsessed with Pet Food Alpha.
Yeah.
Number one. It's 7 p.m. on a Friday night, and instead of playing Final Fantasy XI or Blue Dragon, you're racking your brain over ideas for Pet Food Alpha's latest top 10. Mm. Lols.
You went backwards.
Did I? My bad.
Yeah.
I'll just do it this way then. Number two. You start talking like one of the hosts. Example, true story. I was at my friend Walgate's house, and he started calling me Steak after I started saying word a lot and told him to go take a multivitamin. Mo.
What? Word.
Number three.
Word.
Number three. You make characters based on what you heard on PFA. Time Galka, Galka Eater, and USDA Prime, inspired by Sting, are a few of mine.
What?
Number four.
I love this one.
Yeah, every time you watch an episode of Thundercats, you think, lol, Aaron is a silly...
That's funny.
Oh, man.
That's good. Hey, yeah, that's real good, man, because that makes me think of Dane Cook.
He's definitely a silly
Yeah.
Number five. After listening to episode 63, you check and see if Ford made a Taurus in 82. And no, they didn't. Lol.
I look too. I'm not going to lie.
I knew it. God. I knew it. All right. That's a
good
one. Then we were talking about the 82 Ford Taurus. And I was like, I don't think they made it. Ford Taurus in 82.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that, but what were we talking about?
Dude, on this show, what are we ever talking about?
Oh, that's so true.
Okay, sorry.
Apparently I'm just a silly bitch. I don't know anything.
Number six.
Funny, because it's true.
Indeed. You start calling the job classes by the PFA standards. For example, Raffle Dergs, WTF Pups, and LOL Pups, and anything else making fun of Pup.
Indeed. Not to say that we don't like Pup, it's just unusual. And change frightens us.
You with your unusual little man you call out of nowhere.
Number seven. You're counting the days to the PFA Outtakes DVD gets released.
Lol. That's if ever.
Soon. You gotta figure that out. Number eight. You go to a fast food joint, and without knowing it, you order a burger sandwich.
Nice.
Oh,
I'm kinda hungry now.
No.
Like, yes, can I have a burger sandwich? Burger sandwich. Number nine. You play the evil WoW and not Final Fantasy XI anymore, but still listen to PFA. Truce. Oh, I'm sorry. love you, Truce. Number ten. You have 600 plus songs on your iPod, but you only really listen to Final Fantasy XI tracks and your favorite PFA episodes. For the win.
Lol.
Win!
Nice.
Lol.
Thanks, dude.
We'll post that up in the forums, too. It's a nice little... That's a good top 10 list. I like that one.
It was.
Pretty good.
Stuff.
That one is pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, that does it for this week.
True.
As always, our email address is petfoodalpha@gmail.com. Our website is petfoodalpha.com, as always. Join our forums. Join our conversations there. Send your Treasure Coffer submissions to Treasure Coffer in our forums. Go check us out on MyFFXI. Thank you very, very, very much to our guest for joining us. Thank you, Yusuf. We very much appreciate you being with us. We will see everybody here next week.
When we talk about Pokemon.
We'll talk about pancreation.
Pokeration.
Pokeration.
Gotta catch 'em all. Pancreation.
Pokeration.
Oh,
Pokeration.
We need to do like a Vanna deal.
Yo,
draft,
as long
like,
as there's
Pokemon
rare
draft.
Candy, I'll be happy. And some sort of code to get infinite rare candies.
Where do I capture Missingo?
Huh?
Nobody remembers
that. Oh no.
Man, it was all going so well, and then I bring up one thing, and as usual, nobody. Yeah, okay. Let's end this so I can.
Everybody say goodbye.
Where am I?
We're just like chatting it out, like when the show's already over.
Hey guys, still rolling.
All right, goodbye.
Click, 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 clunk.
Bye.
Peace.